Hello, this is the AFD Tech Talk podcast. We're a circle of friends who meet up often to chat about science and tech in Ghana and beyond. I know you're digging this, so subscribe to us on your podcast app. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at AFD Tech Talk and give us your feedback. Thank you.
You know, I've moved away from those things. Chipito and fish as well. I said I'll probably do my shopping, Those ones have Ghana in mind. Those other things, I don't know. I sent my things to Guinea, so
you can say that in the podcast, which will be very helpful. What do you think?
Ready when you are. I'm already recording.
Okay, fine. What's up, guys? I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to another episode of the AFD Tech Talk podcast. Today I have here with me our usual suspect, Selom Donyo, and a special guest, Stanley Biny. Dr. Stanley Biny. Stanley is a very close friend of ours.
But wait, Doctor, is the J Doctor you or no?
Let's take a picture of him and use him for the album art, you know, like what we displayed when people are listening to this. Yeah, so Stanley's a close friend of ours from Presec, actually.
Yes.
So that's about 10 years ago.
More than 10 years.
Like 13, right?
Yeah, 13 years.
2007 to 2020. Yeah, 13
years roughly.
Ago, yeah, so... Yes. Wow. I guess next year when the next batch of marriages start happening, some of us will
Stanley has to be inside it.
It's that time of the month. Sorry, that time of the year again.
But it is that time of the month, actually.
That time of the month.
So it's that time of the month where we go online. Instagram, Amazon, Google, Apple, so on and so forth, looking for deals and discounts. I'm talking about Black Friday,
which is here again.
And this year's edition, because of coronavirus and all of that, is going to be the coronavirus edition. So we have already touched on this. If you want to go back and, you know, do a revision, just go to season 2, episode 2, and then season 2, episode 11. If you have time, you can add season 2, episode 15 to the mix of things. So today, we're just going to basically build up on the discussions we have had in the past, introduce some new topics. We will talk about concierge services, payment options, and as is with everything, some issues encountered during some of these online transactions and trying to get them into the country. Let's go shopping, baby. Let's go shopping, baby. Let's go clapping, baby. Let's go clapping, baby. All right, so let's just delve straight into it. I think we have already heard a lot from Selom about his experiences with online shopping. So I think I would listen to the doctor today. So Dr. Biny, please, if you can tell me a little bit about your experience with online shopping.
Okay, so I came across this app, DHL eShop. It was made specifically for Africa, and then so you have a number of African countries on the list. Gives you access to shops like Amazon, Topshop, and most of the other shops you prefer to shop from. But then you don't get to purchase directly from the sites. They have an app, and on the interface you see all those other shops. So you purchase through it, and then they deliver to you. I think it's the most convenient service I've used, but it's a bit expensive.
Oh, okay.
The shipping, yeah, but it's very convenient. I mean, they bring it to your doorstep. There's another one I've used, Shop and Ship, which is by RMX. For that, you purchase, then they give you addresses in about 20 countries. Then for every country, you have a shipping address.
They give you an address in 20 countries.
20 countries.
Yeah, it's even more than
Shop
that.
And Ship.
RMX Shop and Ship.
The maximum machine is three.
You have a drawer in UK, Dubai, USA, Germany, France,
Wow.
South Africa, a lot of places.
Wow.
So you can go to a lot of shops, buy, then once it gets there, they just forward it, you get it. So once it gets to your locker there, you are not going to execute a command like fresh is fast, maybe concierge or something. They are just forwarding it. So if you get a very big box from Amazon, they just open it, check the weight, they'll forward everything to you.
Okay, so there's no storage option or anything?
No, there's no storage. The storage is more like waiting for your turn for the item to move.
Oh, okay. There's but no once it just hits, then they just send it.
And they don't do what that word, putting everything
consolidate.
Together. They don't consolidate to us all. So you know, sometimes you buy things from Amazon and all of them might have different delivery dates.
Yes.
So when they get there, for every, they start counting again. So it's not as if the like first kilogram, second kilogram, everything starts again, it's per package.
Oh,
so that's a disadvantage. With
Because I think with a service, with a freight forwarding service like Fish is Fast, you can actually use about 6 months to purchase different items and then ship it as one.
As a one package, which is very, very convenient.
Oh, okay, cool. So, but I guess this could come in handy when maybe you are comparing prices, right? Like for example, if you are buying an iPhone 12 Pro in the UK, it's £999. If it's in the US, it's $999. And the pound, to dollar is a bit
very handy.
Different. Yes, so if you need to do some of those comparative analysis before you make a purchase, then this service is actually going to come in very handy.
Yeah, exactly. I was even thinking that there are lots of tech gadgets or items which are on sale globally, but in countries like India, they have a lower, they're being sold for a lower market price than what we find in most other countries. So if you have a freight forwarder, which is giving you the ability to forward from so many countries like that, of which I'm pretty sure India is bound to be part, you could have that option of also getting stuff, not just at a lower price, but there are also some items which are market specific.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So you could. This gives you the advantage of buying items which are market specific, like items which are market specific to, let's say, India or China to Europe. There are some companies which have products, the exact same product you find in one country, you find in the next country.
Or maybe if a variant has like a better spec, something, you can be because of the 20 options, you can easily pick the best out of it
and have it delivered.
So
to
play
you,
on the features and the costs and the exchange rate to just get the best. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
I want really to amazing. Brush on this company to us was StockFox.
StockFox.
They're in Ghana. They give address in I think China, UK and the US. So for them, I mean, for those three addresses, you get the three addresses. But then there's one extra advantage they have. They have, I think, a 5-day window where if you're using a US address, the Amazon thing I shared earlier, they might come in different dates. But if you tell them ahead of time and then you give them the tracking address and everything, tell them the details, if they're within this space of arrival, they can actually consolidate it for you.
Okay.
And their payment options are cool. They have a dollar bank account, CD bank accounts, and also mobile money, which is very convenient.
Mobile money.
So yeah,
all the telcos or just MTN?
Just
I think it was an MTN number.
Oh, just MTN. Okay, that's fine. I guess that the other telcos may probably look at it and then pick it up.
And pick it up.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, even if it's just an MTN, it's not a huge
interoperability.
They also an Express
disadvantage.
Pay
yes.
Oh, okay.
They have an Express Pay account.
Okay, that's fine. Cool. So, I mean, this has been like a nice expansion or an update over the conversation we had in season 2, episode 2. So I would entreat all of us to go back and then listen to that episode just to fill in the gaps. All right. So Selom, I think we have spoken about Fish is Fast. We have spoken about my US. We have spoken about my Germany. What are some of the other shipping methods that you have used ever since we had that conversation some time ago?
Okay, so with shipping from the US and from Europe, I've usually stuck with Fish is Fast and then mine Germany. And
if it works, don't change it, right?
Yeah, if it works, don't change it, because they have worked pretty well for me. I've tried my US, which I think it's also quite advantageous. So Dr. Biney was making reference to the DHL eShop as being very, very seamless and streamlined, because of you get the chance to actually purchase items within the app, and then shipping duties and everything are calculated. It's paid for and it's delivered right here to Uganda at your doorstep. So my US also has an advantage when it, you compare it to most of the other freight forwarding services. There are so many of them, Shop2Ship, Stackery, and
Shop2Ship,
Viabox. Yes.
Okay. So sorry. Just to make our listeners get it better. You said Shop2Ship.
Yes.
Stackery,
Viabox.
Viabox. Okay.
And there's also Viking Shipping.
Okay. So Viking Shipping, Stackery, Shop2Ship, Viabox.
Yes.
Okay. And this is in addition to Fishes Fast,
which we have
promoted heavily on this show.
They run on a very similar model. Okay. There are some minor differences.
There are some minor differences which differentiate them. But the reason why I've stuck with Fishes Fast mostly is so hassle free, and the process is clean. And also I like the fact that they have one of the most general storage options you find anywhere.
Yeah.
6 months of free, storage. That's
incredible.
That's crazy. The only other
Are there any weight limits, or because
there are dimensional limits.
Dimensional limits, Because otherwise I'm going to keep 375 inch.
There are dimensional limits, but to be very honest, it's still generous. It's regardless of what you are looking at shipping, you still find out that this is more than enough for your needs, especially for a personal shopper. Now, the reason why I was making reference to my US in this case is, as I said, there are similarity to the way by which the DHL Africa eShop operates. So if you have the My US app on your phone, you realize that all the online shops, Amazon, eBay, Swapper, almost every US shop, Nike, Jordan, almost every US, Walmart, almost every US, Best Buy online retail shop you can think of can be accessed within the app. So when you buy, when you add an item, when you visit any online site within the My US app and you buy an item, it is added to your cart, and the My US automatically calculates the shipping to Ghana for you. So when you order the item, and they pay on your behalf, and we'll come to this later, because it's form of like a concierge service, because some of these websites, notoriously eBay, do not accept Visa cards. I mean, they do, but it's so country specific, and I don't think it works for Ghana so far.
Okay.
You have to pay via PayPal, and we all know that PayPal and Ghana are usually not found in the same sentence.
Yeah.
So if you're using the My US app, it becomes so easy and straightforward, such that they charge your Visa card to buy the item on your behalf from eBay.
Okay, and then breaking that country-specific barrier.
Yes, it breaks that limitation, and then there you're also able to pay for shipping right to your doorstep.
Okay. Which services do they use in the country? Because if you ship something in and it is passing through our ports, you are going to have to pay extra, right?
Yeah, so the disadvantage with my US is that what I noticed is that you don't get to see which actual shipping company they are using.
Okay.
It's very vague. They tell you Economy, Priority, Express. Okay. Yeah, so they don't tell you which company, exact company is bringing, whether it's FedEx, it's DHL, it's whatever, USPS, UPS. There's nothing there. You only get the option to choose between Economy, Priority, and Express shipping. And then there are different rates for
that. But how do you get your package?
As at the time of speaking, I have ordered an item.
But you haven't received it yet?
I have not received it yet.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to know how you get it, whether you'll be called to go and take it.
The main thing people will be looking at is how you get your package.
How you get your package.
With the customs hassling and all.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the disadvantage here, because if it's going to come by, especially USPS, there's going to be a little bit of a hassle.
Exactly. So that's an extra cost and complication, you know.
Extra cost and complication.
If it was clear that they were using either FedEx or DHL, you can assume that, you know, you just be at home and then you just get a call.
Yeah, and that is what you get with most of the other freight forwarding companies. So they actually, you get a chance to see who exactly is bringing your package and where it's coming from. So there's always a catch. You can't find everything in
yeah, definitely
in someone.
Yeah. So speaking of catch, I mean, shopping and shipping, especially overseas, is not always hassle free. There are always some issues encountered, you know, items not getting to you, or items getting to you but in a bad shape, and you have to either return them, all of those hassle and bustle that goes on. So if you can also just share some of the experiences that you have had with issues.
Well, Salom's favorite company is Fresh's Fast.
Mm-hmm.
I used it once and I didn't go there again. That's my story. I mean, I bought an ebook reader with other items. I'm thinking there's probably a Western region in Saudi Arabia, because I was in Takoradi then and I indicated Western region,
yeah.
GH. But then it came as I logged into the site, FedEx site. Mm-hmm. I used FedEx. It was from USA to Western region, SE. I thought it was apparently Saudi Arabia. Ooh. It was like, so I called them, then they made some changes, then he got to France.
Hey.
It was stuck there for
he was doing a lot of
was stuck there for a long time, then it finally moved. Then he got to Guinea.
Water.
And that was where the story ended. I mean, you call FedEx, tell you to call Fresh's Fast, call Fresh's Fast, and call FedEx. Now FedEx says call FedEx Ghana. Then I don't know where it is now. I'm probably
but
sure.
Did you indicate Takoradi or anything on the on
yeah
the
so parcel? I was thinking probably I should have used Accra, course.
Yeah, because I feel like Western region GH.
No, but it was secondary Takoradi Western Ghana.
Oh, okay. If
so
if,
I mean,
if
I mean for
Ghana,
these days you should think about
the
bigger picture
Ghana.
First. Ghana, when you get to Ghana,
yeah, exactly,
you come down. So once there's Ghana there, I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't think the Western region should have been like
I don't exactly know why this was so, but you could give them another shot.
Maybe an unpaid intern handle your...
one bad experience. This is like going on a bad date and saying now you're gay.
We are not promoting...
That's how come I've
not promoting them, but yes.
Pro-Africa services like...
Yeah, because at least they have a sense of the demography. So,
Stock Force is coming to Ghana. Do you get it? And you know DHL eShop too is for Africa.
Yes.
So that's why I went away from companies that do worldwide deliveries. Maybe there's another Western region in Bahrain or something. Might think in the Middle East.
So your ebook reader has...
I purchased one through DHL eShop. With the DHL eShop, I mean, everything was calculated, taxes. So they just brought it to me in my office. No hassle, no worries at all.
Wow, I see. So, of course, you did not get a refund for the Fresh's Fast World Tour, right?
The World Tour. Actually, I didn't even know who to contact anymore. I was being thrown over.
Yeah, so with that, I would like to say that most of the freight forwarding services, they give you an option of buying insurance on your item in case anything arises. Because you've paid for insurance and item, they refund or reorder, they bear the cost of a new order of the same item for you, which I think is quite okay.
But do you know that sometimes it looks like the responsibility falls on the shipping company, you get the FedEx, because once they get your items in good order, you confirm that this and they dispatch, looks like the responsibility moves to the shipping company.
Yeah, but they try as much as possible not to avoid that's the thing about companies in the logistics and transport sector. They have this tendency to shift blame or to avoid.
So they are not only
They are giving the details to a broker.
Uh-huh.
So they said I should call customs and ask. But per the tracking was not in Ghana. You call FedEx Ghana and it was like...
I've experienced this thing too with airline companies. It's the same. It's like they're all like taxi drivers.
Let's play the blame.
they think the same way. They misplace an item of yours and then they try to play delay tactics and dilly-dally with you and all that. It's kind of like normal. It's one of the hazards you encounter when you are buying.
Have you had other issues, Salom, that you want to share with us?
Okay, so I have not had any serious issue. I have had issues, but not a serious issue. I think the remotely grave experience I could talk about was when I bought something via my Germany, mm-hmm. and it was shipped to me in Ghana, and then the courier service came to my area and said he couldn't come to exactly where my house was, and asked me to come and meet him. And I also was pissed because I had paid for the item to be delivered to my doorstep, mm. and he got annoyed and drove off.
But haven't you received an item that you ordered for which was defective and have had to ship it back to the country of origin?
No, I have not. So yes, so this is what I like
Stanley,
about.
Have you?
No. Okay. But I'm just thinking.
Yeah, like the logistics.
That would be crazy.
Logistics is crazy. Yeah, like so imagine you order like a 75-inch LG TV,
and then
it arrives and it's not working, and you're like, you know what, bring it back.
Or maybe you order a PS5 and you get some toiletries.
Yeah. Oh,
right. So a lot of as I said, a lot of these companies, the freight forwarding companies, they offer additional services on their website.
And which is fast can catch that.
One of these is they can take pictures for you.
Yeah,
if it's a gadget, they can actually power it on and send you a video of the item
for just about $2, right?
Yeah,
it's not even that much.
I think one of these websites actually does it for free. I'm trying to remember if it's Stackery or so, but one of them does it for free. But just that their limitation is they cannot perform a diagnostic test of any sorts on the gadget for you. They can only show you a video of it powering up and working, and that's it ends there. They will not be able to, let's say, if it's a smartphone, test the camera, test this. Like, they'll not be able to go in depth.
MKBH details.
No. This is not a tech review. They can only power on the phone and show it to you that here is the phone. It's powered on. And then that is the only assurance you can get. There could be other defects which will not be captured in such
secondary. Secondary diagnostics
but
to find.
I think these are enough to allay any fears you might have about buying a gadget. Yes, and being afraid that it would arrive all the way from wherever to Ghana defective. So the other problem I've encountered with shopping online was that a lot of online shops, if you are purchasing an item from Ghana, the payment is usually a headache.
Yes.
Whether it's Visa.
We should go to payments.
Or it's MasterCard. A lot of them insist on PayPal. Mm-hmm. They insist on PayPal. They insist on other forms of payments. And it's a big issue. And then some of them don't even, for example, I'll share my experience. I ordered a Chromecast from Google, in Google Store. So now, when you are buying something, I was buying something from Google, and you are adding, I was with the payment, when I got to the payment section, I was trying to add my Visa card from Ecobank, and realized that it's not working.
Yeah.
You try.
Wrong country.
Did you see Ghana in the countries list?
In the countries list, in the Google Store, there's no Ghana. So you have to choose US, because the country you choose...
Because sometimes if you choose a different country and doesn't match with your billing address.
That is what I was saying. That's because there's no Ghana.
Is that South Africa? I feel like there's no African country.
Yeah, there's South Africa. So if you are buying something on the Google Store and you choose the country in which you are choosing, your goods are going to be country specific.
Yeah.
Once again, because even some Google products are not available in some countries.
Yeah.
So here's the case why I chose the US, because I was trying to get a Chromecast. And I bought the Chromecast. Now I was having issues adding my Ecobank Visa card. In the end, what I had to do in the long run was add a virtual card.
Okay.
I made use of a virtual card because the billing address is in the US.
Okay. We are going to talk about payment options as a whole, but since you finished with virtual cards, maybe you can just like continue with.
So I was going to start I added a virtual card in order to circumvent that bottleneck. I thought I was done. I placed the order for the item. I was debited on my virtual card. I was dancing in my room, Charlie. I was like, this is it. Then I get a notification for a message from Google saying that the order was cancelled because of it had violated the terms of sale. I was like, what is this about? So I hit them up, spoke to customer support. Then that is when they told me that the address I provided was not a residential address, so they will not ship to it. So they canceled the order and refunded my money. So this is a big problem with a lot of online shops, especially in the US. They don't ship to freight forwarding addresses.
I think if you check Fishers Fast, you've singled out Best Buy for one, another companies.
Yeah, there are a lot of companies who do not. They only as part of the terms of
Do you have an idea why? Why don't they ship to freight forwarders?
Because Fitch is sort of saying that it could be due to some past experiences with freight forwarders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, and also my theory is that probably there should be a clause in the company's constitution, whatever, which probably says that items which are being forwarded to an industrial address are probably going to a retailer or who is trying to, or something of that sort. But maybe the products are being made and are geared towards consumers. So it's strictly, it's to be delivered strictly to consumer addresses only. And these are essentially residential addresses.
Okay.
So they don't ship to non-residential addresses. So my order was canceled. So what do I have to do? I don't know. I guess we'll find out moving forward in the podcast.
Yeah. So, Salam, what happened to the Chromecast in the end?
So, yeah. So, even though I couldn't order the Chromecast and have it sent to my Fishers Fast address, because according to Google policy, they don't ship to non-residential addresses, I spoke to Fishers Fast about it. And then Fishers Fast advised me to use their concierge service for this instance. So, in the concierge, with the concierge services, the company, if the retailer from which you are buying refuses to ship to a certain address, you can give the URL and the details of the item that you're going to buy to your freight forwarder, and they'll purchase it on your behalf at a fee. And this is usually, for example, with Fishers Fast, their concierge service costs $7 plus 7% of the total cost of the items you are buying. And it varies from company to company, and then I think although this is a very, very good and very convenient way to circumvent some of these roadblocks, it is a bit expensive, in my opinion. Shipito, for example, charges $8 and then 4.3% for processing the item. And then they also take an additional 8% commission of the total cost of the item.
Oh, it's quite pricey.
Yeah, it's quite pricey. But, well, if you still want your item, that's the only way.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, according to what Dr. Biney said early on, what DHL eShop does is an all-in-one, all-inclusive concierge service.
Okay.
And then it's also quite similar to what I said about my US.
My US
does not take money for the concierge services, because, as I said, you buy from the shop stores within the app.
Okay.
But with the other companies like Fishers Fast and Co., ViaBox, when you do that, you have to pay a fee and then a certain percentage of the total cost of the item.
Okay, so it's essentially, let me just try and paint like a broad picture of everything. You're in Ghana, you want something from, let's say, the United States of America. You don't have any friend coming down, but you need the item very quickly. You use Amazon, for example, as the source of where, as the store you are buying the item from. And because you don't have a US address, you can use a freight forwarder like Fishers Fast. Now, Fishers Fast is going to get the item, store it for you, and then ship it to Ghana using either DHL or FedEx or whatever service they use and is specified. Now, in order not to run into issues like the item broken or the item not working, you can use some of the freight forwarding company's concierge services, or even employ the services of another company in the concierge services space altogether to ensure that what you are asking for is exactly what you are getting.
Yes.
All right. So I think this is quite clear in all of our eyes. So let's move on to the next section, which is payment solutions, because Salam mentioned that there are some shops or there are some stores that do not accept cards issued in certain countries. Now, if you don't know anybody in that country or you don't have any friend there, how can you go around this legally?
Okay, so I think the first thing I did to tackle what the problem I had with my Google payments was that I used a virtual card. So there are so many ways, these days, there are so many ways to have access to virtual cards. Now, virtual cards work exactly like the physical Visa or MasterCards that we have, just that, as the name suggests, it's entirely virtual and it's not real, but the details on the card all work. There are a lot of ways to get virtual cards. What I used first was my I used for the Google, my Google payments, I used my Bitsika virtual card. So Bitsika is a fintech company which was started recently. I don't know the exact year they came into Ghana. I think this year or last year. And I think they are working in Nigeria and a few other countries, African countries as well. And they allow you to have a digital wallet of some sorts, which you can top up via mobile money, Bitcoin, or a couple of other debit card, a couple of other online currency exchange services. So in Bitsika, you can generate a virtual card for $5. Actually, the generation of the virtual card is free, but you need to have a minimum balance of $5 on the card.
Which you can spend, right?
You can't spend the $5.
Okay, so the $5 has to be held.
Has to be held on the card at all times. So,
and if you are canceling that card, are you refunding the $5?
I don't know yet, but I'm pretty sure if you're canceling the card, you should be refunded the $5.
Okay, we should find out.
Yeah, so I just created a Bitsika virtual card, which had my name and everything in place, and also a billing address in San Francisco, which was very convenient for me. And I topped it up with my mobile money. I topped up my Bitsika wallet with my mobile money. I topped out the virtual card from my Bitsika wallet. And the card is actually in USD. So this saves you the trouble of having to sit down and calculate anytime. If I was using a physical, like MasterCard or Visa card, I would have to sit down and calculate what I'm buying and whether there will be enough money on the card to actually accommodate that cost. With the Bitsika virtual card, what you see is what you get. If you're buying an item online on Amazon, which is $5 or let's say $10, and you have $15 on your Bitsika card, you are very much assured that it's just $10 which is going to go off your Bitsika card. It was an actual
dollar denominated.
Yes, it was a physical Visa card, which was in cedis. And I just have to be sitting there, and when I click order, my heart will be pounding because I don't know the exact amount is going to go off. I only have a fair idea of the amount is going to go off, but I don't know it exactly to the T. So this is what I actually loved about the Bitsika virtual card. So I successfully added it to my Google Pay account, and that is what I used to purchase items from the Google store.
Salon, when you're done, I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, and you can do this with a lot of other online retailers. The only hiccup here is that you can add it to some websites like PayPal. It works, actually. You can add it to your PayPal accounts, but the moment you use the card, Bitsika's policy is that the moment you use their card on a website like PayPal, the card will be blocked and you'll not be even refunded your...
Oh, okay.
So please stay away from PayPal. If you want to use PayPal, there's a way of going about it. I think we'll discuss that soon. Yes, Dr.
We should add that to our OnlyFans.
So there was this deal on Topshop, right?
Yes.
A very discounted shoe. So the third guy, Niyaku and I, were trying to get something for someone. Then you check the payment options, the country. There was no Ghana inside. Okay. So, I mean, I can't obviously pay for it. The same problem we had. So how do I use Bitsika in this instance? Do you get it?
How do you use Bitsika in this instance?
Yeah, I mean, I can't pay with my Ghana card.
Yeah, so you can't pay with your Ghana card. As I said, the billing address for the Bitsika card is in San Francisco.
Yeah, but then what card do you choose? Or they give you Bitsika, Visa card, or...
It's a Visa card,
It's a Visa card.
Yeah, okay. It is a Visa card, but it's not a fiscal card.
So that part is clear. It's a Visa card.
It's a Visa card. And there are a lot of ways to get virtual cards. EcoBank does it. Aside my physical Visa card linked to my EcoBank account, you can generate a virtual card within the EcoBank bank app. And it's very straightforward. You can also load it with funds and use it for online transactions. And you can generate as many as you want. Aside that, we have online shops like US Unlocked. Now, US Unlocked is probably the most popular virtual card service out there. And I would recommend it to anyone who's also looking for a way to have a virtual card. As I said early on, with a service like Bitsika, you don't need to own a bank account. Typically, to have a Visa card, you need to have a bank account first.
Yeah, but here, even if you have mobile money.
But here, with Bitsika, all you need is a mobile money account, and you can have access to a Visa card all in your name with legit details.
Nice.
With US Unlock also does is that they also give you a virtual card.
Sorry, I have a question about that. Are there any monthly charges for having the card?
No, Bizica doesn't take any charge. Yeah, charge.
Okay.
Any, but I think other services do. Okay. Ecobank doesn't also charge in taking any monthly charges for their virtual cards. They only charge you about 10 or 5 cedis for generating the card.
Okay.
Yes.
One-time payment.
A one-time payment. If there are certain charges, I'm not aware of that as at now. So US Unlock, as I was saying, you open an account on US Unlock, and then they assign you a virtual card, and which you can load with money from your bank. Now the only catch is that you need a bank account in this case, and you need to transfer money from your bank account to your US Unlocked account, and then the clearance takes 3 to 5 days, which is a disadvantage if you are in a hurry and you are an impatient person like I am. So, but if you have the time, it's something you should look into, because there's.
And I guess you don't use AliExpress then.
I use AliExpress. I use AliExpress, and then I make sure I have enough life span to.
Okay.
AliExpress, yeah, you order and then.
To wait for that.
You get it on the 29th birthday.
Your deliveries are like surprise. You order it a month ago. You probably forgotten about it. You have a phone.
Exactly. You order and you totally forget.
I've
ordered an item from AliExpress and arrived in Ghana in 10 days.
Yeah, so one of my friends, Kojo Igan, he was ordering a lot of things from AliExpress, and I think they probably bumped him into priority or something, because he was always getting his orders in maximum 14 days. Maximum.
AliExpress,
no matter.
I've had an item come in a month.
No matter what he orders, he was getting it come 10
days, 14
max
14 days. They will hear it right here.
I ordered something to Kofi Opon's address, and I think it has still not arrived. This was like, I've even stopped using the phone, and I have used two more phones.
And it's still not in the country. Oh, that's sad.
Anyway, maybe it's got infected with coronavirus. So.
Anyway, back to what I was saying about the US unlocked virtual card. So the advantage that the US unlocked virtual card has to the Ecobank and then the Bizica card, the Ecobank virtual card is capped at $500, and the Bizica card, I don't know whether there's a cap, but there's a cap on the mobile money reload, which I think is about $300 or so, but I'm not sure about the rest. So this can be a little bit of a disadvantage over here, because with the US Unlocked, I don't think it's capped at that amount. There's one last service which I would also want to talk about, which is I would actually want to talk about TransferWise and Pioneer. So both TransferWise and Pioneer also give you access to virtual cards. Unfortunately, I think TransferWise does not offer virtual cards to Ghanaians as at now, but they have virtual wallets which you can buy and pay for goods and services from most online retailers. Pioneer offers virtual cards to Ghanaians, but you need to have a balance of $100. To be eligible to apply for it.
Zika 4?
Yes. So once again, it's quite convenient for me because
you have lots of money.
No. it's quite convenient for me because it is not directly tied to your bank account. Yeah. So if you have issues with your bank account, you can still have access to a Visa card from elsewhere and use it for shopping online, and then you'll be quite comfortable. So it's good. It's quite cool for me. And another thing about Pioneer is that they actually give you bank accounts from different countries, from both the UK, Europe, and then in the US. So yeah.
I see. So many options, so many things to choose from. But I think BitSika, because it's by Ghanaians.
It's by Ghanaians and it's focused. Yeah, focused.
I would definitely want to do business with them, you know. Just to move awesome, things awesome. Forward. All right, so as we start wrapping up, are there any Black Friday deals that you don't want to miss? Or any items that you want someone to buy for you for Black Friday, just in case Anonymous is listening?
As for me personally, the item which I'm itching to get right now is the Amazfit GTS 2, which has been slashed from $300
That's a prepared man. He really wants to get it.
Yes, it has been slashed from $300 to $200 as part of the Black Friday discount sales. And it's available on AliExpress and free shipping to Ghana. And then there are a lot of other gadgets by Xiaomi and... Xiaomi is actually a parent company of Amazfit, but this is just part of the stuff I'm looking forward to getting. And I also want to get some smart plugs from Google.
Yeah, those smart plugs, they can actually transform anything into a smart device.
Into a smart device,
if you
yeah.
plug your fan into a smart plug, you can use your voice to turn it on and off.
Mm-hmm. Your automatically so it's, yeah. It's very, 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 yeah. It's so really I'm good. Looking into getting that. For Black Friday deals, I would recommend that listeners check out Woot, WOOT, Swapper, and then eBay. For Swapper and eBay, it's mostly used goods you get, but the advantage here is that you get a lot of used goods at very, very, very good and low rates, and which I can testify because I've bought an item from Swapper before. And just take note that you have to pay through PayPal. And if you can't, just use any of the concierge services that we talked about above to pay for it.
Okay, Dr. Baini, how about you?
And I think if you like Christian novels, Bibles,
spiritual,
all those sorts of items, there's a website you can check out, christianbook.com.
Christianbook.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
They actually have better prices than Amazon.
Oh.
And with Black Friday season, they have further discounts as well. So if you want to buy a rejoiner book, a gent. What was the name of your man again?
I always find Franklin Jensen.
Jensen.
Yeah, Jensen.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
If you want to buy such books, you can always check on christianbook.com.
What am I saying? Yeah, you got to like how I am the authority. Maybe I've been butchering it all my life.
All my life, you don't know.
No, it gave me a feeling that you've been WhatsApping with him every day.
Hey, he's been praying for me every day.
Oh, he's been praying for
he's
you.
He's been praying for me.
Like
every
the
day.
President of America.
Shit. Anyway, for me, I don't even know what I want, right? Mm. Or is it because I have
enough money to afford everything?
I've got everything I want to.
Except
what?
A wife?
I can't get a wife on Black Friday. I can't get a wife.
No, so I'm getting a ring.
I said in our last podcast that there are male other brides you can order from the Philippines and Malaysia. So there could probably be going to Black Friday discounts on that as well.
Definitely not. What do I want? Maybe a new Apple Watch or something. This is
serious. You're not going to get the Apple Watch SE, or it's going to be a downgrade from what you have.
It's not really going to be a downgrade, but I think it's probably on the same scale, so to speak. Maybe Series 6 is going to be like a worthy upgrade.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that one,
Not even the iPhone 12.
I handled the iPhone 12 Pro yesterday, and
you handled.
Yeah, I don't think.
He had enough money to come into close proximity. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel like it's a worthy upgrade from where I am. At least at this point in my life. Maybe next month or next
year. Yes, exactly.
Next month or maybe next month or in two, I will...
That's an iPhone 12.
It is possible, but...
It's possible.
Let's see. I mean, in this world, there are unlimited possibilities, right? So yeah, let's just see how it goes. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to us. Like I have mentioned over and over again, be sure to listen to Season 2, Episode 2, Season 2, Episode 11, and then Season 2, Episode 15 to have a complete understanding of everything that we have discussed today. Until next week, it's goodbye.
Peace out.
Can you clear out your track?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't go yet. So as an added bonus, I think it would be a good idea for you to check on your bank, because a lot of banks are running like cashback promos and other discounts, massive discounts this Black Friday. Absa is doing it, Ecobank is doing it, First National Bank. So hey, just check with your banker and then just see what you can get. Just see the goodies you can lay your hands up. Peace out. It's a party. Come and we chill. Come and we chill.